The typhoon in the Philippines is one of the portents of the appearance of the Mahdi. The day of reckoning will not take place before 10 portents occur. The 10th is a whirlwind that will hurl people into the sea. The typhoon Haiyan struck the eastern Philippines. Blowing at an approximate speed of 380 kilometers per hour, this is the most powerful typhoon ever to hit land. Many towns have been wiped off the map. More than 23,000 buildings have been destroyed. It has demolished houses, schools, and an airport. Some 10,000 people have already lost their lives in this typhoon, regarded as one of the worst disasters of the century. The death toll is expected to rise by thousands more. Hundreds of thousands of people have lost their homes. 9.5 million people have been affected. 4 million children need help. The typhoon is now moving towards Vietnam. As our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, foretold 1,400 years ago, the day of reckoning will not come until a powerful rain leaves no houses or huts standing. When people say, O Salman, a comet has appeared, floods have multiplied. As we have seen, a rise in hurricanes and floods is one of the portents of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. These graphs confirm the hadiths. As the graphs show, there has been a significant increase in the number of natural disasters since Hijri 1440, 19 AD, the time of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. This graph clearly shows a rise in major floods since 1980. Such a significant rise in the number of hurricanes and floods since 1980 is one of the major proofs that we are living in the time of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. All Muslims must reflect on this and see the miraculous and metaphysical aspects of these phenomena.